Hello there. This is Mike Brute of the Warren Group bringing you our October 2017 foreclosure numbers for Massachusetts. There were 447 petitions to foreclose in the Bay State in October, a 53.3% decrease from October 2016. Meanwhile, 624 auctions took place in October, marking the first month-over-month uptick in activity this year. Joining us now to shed some light on these developments is Warren Group CEO Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Okay, Mike. I'm happy to be here.
The number of October petitions was cut in half from a year earlier. This is also the first time there have been fewer than 500 petitions filed in a single month since February 2014. What sort of factors have you observed that could be causing this trend?
I would attribute the dramatic decline in foreclosure starts to two primary factors. The first factor is the strong state of the Massachusetts real estate market and the economy. Real estate prices are rising this year at a clip of approximately double what we saw in the prior 2 years. Higher prices and strong demand provide a little extra cushion in the case of an unexpected financial calamity for a homeowner. If the home value has increased and buyers are complaining about low inventory, then a distressed home buyer might be able to avoid foreclosure by selling the home instead of losing it to foreclosure by the lender. Now, a second factor in the lower foreclosure starts is a reduced backlog of homes in the foreclosure pipeline. As we have discussed many times over the past couple of years, lenders have had a high number of delinquent mortgages that were on hold, awaiting foreclosure proceedings to begin. It was this backlog, not the deteriorating real estate market, that resulted in rising foreclosures starting in 2014 and continuing for 3 years. The pipeline is getting unclogged now, and we should see foreclosure activity decline further over the next year or possibly two.
Meanwhile, foreclosure auctions increased 10.3% in October. Now, many local real estate professionals have pointed to spiking home prices as one of the biggest factors holding back both the Massachusetts economy and first-time homebuyers. Could the rising number of auctions help serve as sort of an affordable alternative for buyers to literally get their foot in the door?
I think that more foreclosure auctions could bring new opportunities for home ownership to some people. But let's not get too carried away with this idea. The number of auctions did bump up a bit in October, but this is not a trend that we'll see continue. Every other month this year, auctions have dropped. And if the number of foreclosure starts is falling, then the number of auctions will have to fall too. Massachusetts needs more housing, no question about that. We see a building boom filling some of that need, but not often at an affordable price. Getting distressed properties back on the market and occupied by new owners is just one piece of the puzzle, and I'm afraid it's not a very big piece.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Foreclosure Report for October 2017. If you would like more information about Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.